in the General Assembly. They don't have a veto-proof majority. So can we do that? Can we keep this anger that we saw manifest in protest march, tense but not aggressive, attended by 50,000 plus in Richmond just 1 week ago today? Can we maintain it? Why just in the week since those protest marches, we're already seeing it come under assault? 434-964-1075, can we?
Catch up when you wake up.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings.
Money never sleeps, pal.
Seville, 107.5 FM, AM 1260, WCHV.
The mix of sunshine and clouds and afternoon highs in the lower 50s.
It is 33 degrees at 5:30 this Monday morning here at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 Newsroom, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
The 35th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration was held in Charlottesville Sunday. As participants said, they were working to fulfill the dream of the slain civil rights leader.
I think it's very much appropriate. We can't have progress without protest. Yeah, we've got to have changes of heart. We've got to have changes of minds. We've got to have people willing to actually do the work that's necessary instead of just throwing words at it.
At the end of January, a new documentary is coming out called Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words. Director Michael Pack was on WCHV Radio explaining how we can get a screening here in Charlottesville.
They have to go to our website, justicethomasmovie.com. If it's not where they are, like Charlottesville, there's a way, if there's a group of them, they could sign up and get a screening there. So they've got to go to justicethomasmovie.com, and they can also see the trailer there.
The Virginia Department of Health says samples are being tested from two people in the central Virginia area who may have been exposed to the coronavirus. From the CBS 19 Newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 32 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
This is House Call for Health. It takes more than 20,000 genes to carry our human genetic code. Researchers have located 102 genes that are connected to autism. In what's described as a landmark study, researchers at Mount Sinai in New York sifted through tens of thousands of genetic samples to find these genes. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, around 1 out of 59 children are identified with an autism spectrum disorder, with symptoms that can range from mild, like problems like making eye contact, to severe, like difficulty communicating and aggressive behavior. Writing in the journal Cell, researchers say they've discovered autism is much more complex than they thought, but they hope the identification of these genes will give new understanding into what causes autism. They stress it has nothing to do with vaccines and hopefully will lead to new treatments. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Bloomberg Business Minute is brought to you by Burgess Home Inspections, because you have to know. Find them at Burgess.